One of the great third basemen of all time. He played in the 1954 World Series for the Cleveland Indians. He's an MVP. He turned around the fortunes of the San Francisco Giants along with Roger Craig, and he's a beloved figure here in the Bay Area. And we welcome Al Rosen. Al, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, glad to have you with us. And Willie was just here talking about the 54 World Series, and I think I tell people that eighth inning, I know it didn't go your way, but the eighth inning may have been one of the most exciting in World Series history.
Well, it was quite a play by Willie, but then you're used to Willie making great plays all the time. But the most important thing about that play was not only did he catch up to the ball, but his throw back into the infield froze the base runners, and nobody could move up a base. And it was a turning point in the whole series, I believe. It was probably one of the great catches of all time.
Yeah, you had a great view of it because you're on first base and Larry Doby's on second. So here's Wirtz, who is a heck of a hitter, Vic Wirtz. He hits this line drive directly over Mays' head. And when it was hit, what did you think?
I thought it was in. I thought it was going to fall for two or three bases at least, and I knew that I'd be able to score from first. And that probably was the turning point in the entire series. That would have put us up front, and with our pitching staff, I would think that we would have gone on to prevail. As it was a very dismal 4 days for us.
Boy, it certainly was a sweep by the Giants over the Indians, but I always say sometimes the team that loses the World Series, we lose track of a ball club like that. But you're 111 wins, 43 losses in a 154-game season. Al, you've been around baseball a long time. It must have been just incredible to be part of that.
It was a great ball club. Everybody contributed. The pitching staff was incomparable for the entire year. And once we got Vic Wirtz in the lineup, that gave us some additional punch in back of Doby and me, and it was just a terrific ball club. We played great defensively, and of course we got a lot of good breaks along the way. You can't win that many games unless you get very lucky in some spots.
Well,
we had a great club.
Yeah, you chased the Yankees for so many years. The Yankees even won 103 games that year.
That's right, they did. The turning point of that year was a doubleheader. We played the Yankees in Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, and we won two games from them. That put us up over, I think we went to 6.5 game lead, and we never looked back from there.
Wow. Al Rosen with us, of course, a great third baseman and former general manager of the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, Will Clark is in town today, and I was driving over today. I said, boy, let me ask Al, what did you think about Will Clark the first time you saw him?
How did I get so lucky to have him on a ball club that I was the general manager of? But I had seen Will once before when I was in Houston, and the Olympiads were working out. In my office, I could hear this rat-tat-tat, somebody hitting, and the sound of the bat and the ball was so terrific to my ears. I had to go up in the stands and see who was taking batting practice, and it was Will Clark.
Wow.
He was a winner, and just a terrific guy, and I can't say enough about him. He was a leader and just a terrific young man.
Boy, absolutely. Al Rosen with us. Al, the other part of the 54 World Series that I always want to bring up is Al Lopez was the manager of the Indians, a Hall of Fame manager, and then Leo Durocher on the other side. How about those two contrasts?
Well, one was a combative, talkative guy, Durocher. The other was a taciturn. The El Señor was very quiet, very reserved, very firm. But they were the exact opposites in personalities.
You couldn't get Dusty Rhodes out, though. He couldn't bring in a lefty to get Dusty Rhodes?
Well, it was one of those things. The first ball he hit for a home run, the right field stands would... 257 feet away, right down the foul line. The ball hit the railing in the first deck. If Bobby Avila had had three more feet to go, he would have caught the ball. The ball hit on top of the railing and bounced. It was one of those. It's one of those polo ground home runs, and it was a real deal breaker for us, because when the ball went up, it looked like, you know, it looked like just another fly ball, and as it was the home run that won the game. So, and then Dusty, the next day, hit a home run. He hit very well. He hit it off early win, and that wasn't cheap at all.
Then they got a big pinch hit. They always hit for Monty Irvin. And Leo DeRocher did it early in the game, too.
Yeah, well, Leo had, you know, managers have their style of, they have their feelings, they have their gut instincts. And Leo was, you know, he was a great manager in his day. There was no doubt about that. He made a lot of good moves, and he certainly made a lot in the World Series.
Boy, Al, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and MVP 1953, a half a step away from the Triple Crown. I always remember that story from you, so I wish you well. I saw David this morning and told him you're going to be on, and it's always a pleasure to hear your voice here in San Francisco.
Well, thank you, and I hope the Giants have a great season and good luck, and I hope they get to the World Series again.
And believe it or not, they're playing the Cleveland Indians today.
I know they are.
All right, Al, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Marty, good luck.
All right, thank you. Boy, the great Al Rosen.